Hello, I'm Terry Cheek. You're listening to Crisis and Concern for October 27, 2016. Welcome to a program that addresses current events and their solutions as found within God's Word. Call your family, friends, and church members. Tell them the latest Crisis and Concern podcast is posted for immediate download at www.theinspiringword.org. And we're also available on iTunes as the Inspiring Word Podcast. On today's program, we're going to discuss the quickly approaching election. How would you approach this situation? If you could sit down with the candidates, what would you say? Would you take the opportunity to vent your frustration? Would you take the opportunity to try and elevate one above the other? As I observed all the anxiety and tension that has surrounded this election, the handling of this particular situation has become very important. I have watched as the media has embraced an obvious bias by ignoring the news of one candidate while loading the airwaves with every possible concern of the other. There have been reports of influence peddling within political parties and attempts to derail campaigns because a candidate will not conform to a predetermined platform. Among all of this, the real issue of leadership has been ignored. If I could sit down with the candidates, I would be concerned with the few points that I feel as a pastor are necessary for our nation. For example, do you realize the Bible has a lot to say about government? For example, in Romans 13:1, we read, "Let every soul be subject unto the higher powers. For there is no power but of God. The powers that are ordained of God." If you are elected, it is because God ordained it. That makes each elected official an instrument of God. I hope if there are any candidates listening to this broadcast, or if you are listening and you have the ear of a candidate, make sure they know if they are elected, it is because God ordained it, and they are an official instrument of God. Well, when we seriously study God's Word, we see that governments rise and fall at God's determination. And they do so to accomplish one of two things: to either bless a people or to judge a people. I would ask each candidate to sincerely consider how God may use them in His satisfaction or dissatisfaction of America. Think about that, America. How would God use each candidate, whether it is a presidential candidate, a congressional candidate, whether it is a candidate for the governor's office, any candidate in any election? If God chose them, how would God use them to work in America? Would it be as an instrument of blessing to a godly people, or would it be as an instrument of judgment to an ungodly people? Now let's talk about this situation some more as given in God's Word. For instance, in Jeremiah chapter 25, verses 8 and 9, the Bible tells us, "Therefore, thus saith the Lord of hosts, because ye have not heard my words, behold, I will send and take all the families of the north, saith the Lord, and Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, my servant, will bring them against this land, and against the inhabitants thereof, and against all these nations round about, and will utterly destroy them, and make them an astonishment and a hissing, and make perpetual desolations." Israel did not hear God's words. They did not hear God's instructions. They did not hear God's warnings. They did not hear His promise to judge the land. This is not just a leadership problem. Listen to me, America. It is a spiritual problem, one that defines an entire nation. Israel as a nation chose to turn against God, and they faced judgment because of it. The leader of a country can accept this as a reality and try to lead the nation back to God, or they may follow the ungodliness they are elected into and lead them into judgment. Their choice is to follow God or not as an individual, and our choice as a nation is to follow God or not as an individual. America has willfully turned against God in many areas. We have embraced abortion. We have embraced sexual immorality in many forms. We have embraced the removal of God's law from our courts and the halls of our governments. We have established an educational system and a workplace which discourages prayer and the private reading of God's Word. Is this something the incoming leadership wishes to continue? Is this something that we want our incoming leaders to continue taking us down? Is this a road we want to continue to go down? Domestic policy, foreign policy, immigration, financial reform, and many other political issues all take a back seat to the role our leadership is willing to take in front of a holy and a righteous God. For that matter, what about you? What about you as a voting citizen? Christian, what about you as a voting citizen? Is your vote for sale to the candidate who can increase your 401k? How about the candidate who can help your bottom line or maybe forward your personal agenda, your work agenda, your career, your investments? We complain about the lack of character and we complain about the corruption that are found in the current candidates. Well, to be perfectly honest and responsible, we put them in the position they are in. Maybe it wasn't your personal vote, but the majority of voting America did. What does that say about our nation? What does it say about America as a whole? Christian, we need to hold our nation accountable. We need to pray for revival before we face God's judgment, and we must seek His redemption from our national disobedience. Oh, how I pray God's grace will prevail and we can avoid captivity as a judgment. Wake up, America. Wake up and repent before judgment falls upon us. I hope this broadcast has been a blessing to your walk with the Lord. Our desire is to reach as many people as possible, and to accomplish this, we need your help by sharing our podcast and our website with others. You will help us share God's Word around the world. Will you help us by telling others about the inspiring Word? You can find us by reading the Blue Ridge Christian News, by visiting theinspiringword.org, or through the iTunes podcast as The Inspiring Word. Thank you. And until next time, may God keep you firmly in His grip.